With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome back to AI Unraveled, your strategic daily briefing on the business impact of artificial intelligence. It is Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025, and the industry is waking up to a new price reality. Today, we are breaking down how Chinese startup DeepSeek just obliterated the pricing floor for frontier models, undercutting Google and OpenAI by nearly 90%. We're also looking at the internal panic at OpenAI as Gemini 3 takes the lead and why Amazon's new 3-nanometer chip is a direct shot at NVIDIA's dominance. Plus, is the age of scaling officially dead? Ilya Sutskever thinks so. Let's unravel the news.
Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're plunging into the deepest, most strategic fault lines that are really shaking up the entire AI landscape.
Right.
This isn't just a polite competition anymore, you know, for who has the smartest chatbot. Our sources are showing this is more like a zero-sum game.
It absolutely is. A game for who owns the physical resources, the actual infrastructure, and I think most importantly, the whole philosophy of where this technology is headed.
And that's our mission for this deep dive, to break down this perfect storm for you. We're going to start with what some are calling the DeepSeek shockwave.
Which is making premium AI pricing look, frankly, a little bit ludicrous.
Exactly. Then we'll follow the desperate race for computing power. A race so extreme that, and this is not a joke, some companies are planning to build data centers in space.
Solar-powered data centers, no less. And finally, we're going to dig into why some of the most influential AI leaders, the founders of the field, are now publicly doubting the whole idea that bigger is always better.
We're moving past the headlines of, you know, just another model release.
Yeah, we're giving you the strategic architecture you need to really understand the chaos that's unfolding right now.
So let's jump right in. Let's talk about the financial detonation caused by this Chinese startup, DeepSeek. They just dropped V3.2 and a bigger version, V3.2 Speciale.
And the performances, it's not subtle. Yeah. These things are directly rivaling and in a lot of cases surpassing the big established models. We're talking GPT-5, Sonnet, Gemini 3 Pro.
On core reasoning tasks too, this isn't just about writing a nice poem.
Not at all. The special version, I mean, the achievements are staggering. It hit gold medal scores at the 2025 International Math Olympiad.
Wow.
And the Informatics Olympiad. It placed number 10 overall at IOI. This isn't just clever pattern matching anymore. This is a model demonstrating really advanced competitive reasoning.
Okay, so that sets the stage for performance. Now for the shockwave. Let's talk price.
This is the core of it.
If you want to use DeepSeek V3.2, you're looking at what, 28 cents for input and 42 cents for output?
Per 1 million tokens.
Yeah.
But compare that, just for a second. Compare that to the big guys. Gemini 3 Pro is $2 for input, $12 for output.
That's a huge difference.
It's an order of magnitude. GPT 5.1 is, what, $1.25 and $10? Sonnet 4.5 is even higher, $315.
So DeepSeek is offering this top-tier performance for, what does that work out to? Somewhere between 3 and 7% of the cost of its U.S. rivals.
Right. How can that price gap possibly be sustainable for the incumbents? That's the question everyone's asking.
Is it just subsidized compute, or is this the real underlying cost of AI going forward?
The sources suggest it's mainly about efficiency. They've developed this new mechanism called DeepSeek Sparse Attention, or DSA.
Okay, so in simple terms, what does that mean?
Well, instead of the model having to process every single word and every connection in a huge block of text.
Which is very expensive.
Very expensive. DSA just focuses on the most relevant bits of context it needs for the answer. So it's not just a smarter brain, it's a much more selective and therefore faster brain.
It's infrastructural optimization.
Exactly. And that efficiency means V3.2 can process something like a 300-page book at 70% less inference cost than their last model. That saving goes directly to the API price.
And crucially, these aren't black boxes. They've made both models available under an MIT license.
Yep. Weights are right there on Hugging Face.
Mm-hmm.
That is a direct shot across the bow of the proprietary giants.
Has it had an impact?
Oh, the impact has been brutal. When DeepSeek's previous model, R1, came out, NVIDIA shed $589 billion in market cap.
In a single day.
In a single day. That's not a rounding error. Mark Andreessen called that release AI's Sputnik moment.
That says everything. So the U.S. labs charging these premium fees are now in, well, an impossible position.
Totally. They have to justify that price gap. And we're already seeing a trend where U.S. firms are just. They're abandoning their domestic partners. They're building on these cheaper, comparable Chinese models instead.
Huh.
The price war has officially begun.
And when you drop an economic bomb like that, the fallout for the incumbents is immediate. Just look at OpenAI.
Yeah, Sam Altman put out an internal memo, Code Red.
And that was a direct result of Gemini 3 beating their chatbot on benchmarks, right? Which sent Google's stock through the roof.
Yep, the clock is ticking for them.
Right.
And that kind of urgency forces sacrifices. OpenAI had to delay other big projects, like their AI agents.
So they could just focus on the model competition.
They had to. They're also fighting off Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.5. This matters because OpenAI has these incredibly aggressive revenue targets, something like $200 billion by 2030.
And they can't afford to lose big customers.
Exactly. You have people like Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff, who we know has already switched over to Google's model. They can't let that become a trend.
And the pressure isn't just on OpenAI. Look at Apple. The internal struggle to fix Siri is so bad that their AI chief, John Giandrea, is stepping down.
He's becoming an advisor until 2026. I mean, that's a huge move. Siri is this aging liability for them.
And the fix keeps getting delayed.
So they're bringing in outside talent. They hired a former Google Gemini veteran, R. Subramania, as the new VP of AI.
They even tapped the Vision Pro leader, Mike Rockwell, to help out.
Right. It just shows that even a company with Apple's resources isn't immune to this crisis of talent and execution in AI right now.
Meanwhile, on the hardware side, you've got Amazon fighting back. AWS is launching its Trainium 3 Ultra server.
This is their counter to the chip crunch. It's running on these cutting-edge 3-nanometer chips, 4 times the speed, 4 times the memory of the last gen.
So this is Amazon betting big on vertical integration.
Huge. And it's 40% more energy efficient. The architecture can link up to 1 million processors. We already know Anthropic is using it to cut their inference costs.
And they're thinking long term.
For sure. Mm-hmm. They're already teasing Trainium 4, which will support NVIDIA's NVLink Fusion. So even if they use their own silicon, they can still play nice with the dominant GPUs.
Which brings us to the physical crisis. All this scaling, all this training, it demands a level of power that is now pushing the U.S. grid to what people are calling an inflection point.
The numbers are they're staggering.
Yeah.
U.S. data center power demand is projected to hit 106 gigawatts by 2035.
Okay, put that in perspective for us.
Well, that's a 36% increase from previous estimates, and it's up from the 40 gigawatts we use today. And some projections are even higher. Deloitte thinks it could be 176 gigawatts.
And with numbers like that, you start to understand the massive capital expenditure, the CapEx.
That's astronomical.
Microsoft spent $11.1 billion on data center leases last quarter.
Last quarter alone. That's 31% of their total spending. This is them betting the farm on continued scale.
And the spending is literally changing the map of the U.S. Northern Virginia, which was the hub.
It's saturated. Full. Yeah. So data centers are moving to Southern and Central Virginia. They're moving away from Atlanta. We're seeing old Bitcoin mining sites in Texas being retrofitted for AI.
It's a sign of desperation for cheap land and cheap power.
And when you run out of land and cheap power on Earth,
you look up.
You look up. We have to talk about Project Suncatcher. Google CEO Sundar Pichai says they plan to start building solar-powered data centers in space.
Starting in 2027.
Yeah. It sounds like science fiction.
Yeah.
This is their ultimate strategic answer to the physical limits of our planet.
The fact that the solution to a price war is to literally leave the planet, that just tells you everything about the scale of this infrastructure race.
But here's the twist. Project Suncatcher embodies this belief that scale is the answer. But at the exact same time, there's this growing, sharp skepticism from the top minds in AI.
A debate about whether large language models will ever actually get to AGI just by getting bigger.
It's a philosophical crisis. You have Ilya Sutskever, co-founder of OpenAI, now at Safe Superintelligence, and he's publicly questioning those old scaling laws.
He said the industry shifted from an age of research to an age of scaling, but now...
Now he says we are back to the age of research again, just with big computers.
Which is a huge admission. It's admitting that just throwing more compute at the problem isn't solving the deep challenges.
Exactly. It forces you to confront the difference between language and thought. Jan LeCun at Meta AI has been saying this for years, that LLMs won't achieve human-level AI.
There was a great quote from Benjamin Riley. We use language to think, but that does not make language the same as thought.
That's the core of it.
Yeah.
If the model is great at language but doesn't really understand the world, then what are we even building?
And that's leading researchers to look beyond text, toward what they're calling world models.
Precisely. Dr. Fei-Fei Lei's World Labs released a model called Marble. It focuses on spatial intelligence, understanding objects in a physical space.
And investors are starting to notice this shift.
For sure. The robotics firm, Physical Intelligence, just raised $600 million at a $5.6 billion valuation. That tells you that smart money is looking past just text-based models now.
And while all these big debates are happening, the actual products are still innovating at this incredible speed.
Especially in video.
Let's talk about the leap in generative video. Runaway just put out Gen 4.5. It went straight to the top of the leaderboards.
Yeah, they were calling it Whisper Thunder or David internally. You know, positioning themselves as the underdog against the Goliaths.
And the key here is realism.
Total realism. They claim it excels at cinematic visuals, complex physics, fluid dynamics. So much so that the outputs are being called indistinguishable from real-world footage.
If that holds up, that's a game changer for commercial use.
But the competition isn't just about how real it looks. It's about control. A Chinese startup, Kuaishou, launched Klingo One.
And this is an all-in-one system for generation and editing.
Right. It's about professional workflow. It can take up to 7 inputs at once, and it lets you edit existing footage with text prompts.
So you can type something like, remove the bystanders, or make it nighttime.
Exactly. And it preserves the main characters and the scene's integrity. Internal tests we've seen show Kling winning against Google's Veo and Runway's Aleph on those specific editing tasks.
The fight is shifting from, can you make it look real, to... can you make it look real and let me edit it easily?
Yeah. And then shifting over to coding, we saw a really strategic move from Anthropic. They acquired Bun.
Bun, the super fast JavaScript runtime.
By bringing it in-house, Bun is now powering Claude Code, the Claude Agent SDK. It's become their dedicated AI coding infrastructure.
It's a smart play to own the whole developer workflow. But they're keeping Bun open source.
Which maintains developer loyalty while giving them a huge technical advantage. We also saw some massive partnerships. Accenture and OpenAI are teaming up.
Putting ChatGPT Enterprise in the hands of all their consultants.
To help clients deploy AI agents. And NVIDIA invested $2 billion into Synopsys, the chip design software company.
To use AI to speed up their own chip design process.
Right. Every single move we've talked about, the acquisition, the investment, the space race, it just reinforces these massive tensions shaking the whole field.
So if we had to synthesize all of this.
It feels like the industry is being pulled in two completely different directions. On one side, you have this massive, costly, proprietary push for scale. That's what justifies the trillion-dollar data centers and even leaving the planet.
And on the other side,
you have the disruptive, super-efficient open-source models like DeepSeek, proving that you can get comparable results for a tiny fraction of the cost.
So you now have the framework to understand what the next big AI headline really means. Is it a price war story driven by this new efficiency?
Or is it about the physical infrastructure crisis, this global land grab for power?
Or is it that deeper philosophical shift away from language and towards these world models? Those three forces are just crashing into each other right now.
And that leaves us with a final provocative thought for you to chew on. Big tech is betting billions, literally trillions, on doubling the U.S. data center footprint. They're planning on this massive electricity demand for the next decade.
Committing to all this long-term capital expenditure.
But DeepSeek proves that radical efficiency is possible right now. So what happens if that trend continues? If models get 10 times or 100 times cheaper to run in the next 5 years, what's the fate of that trillion-dollar infrastructure investment?
Could we see a crippling glut of computing capacity?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Could those planetary and even extraplanetary data centers become an oversupply before they're even fully built? It's the ultimate race against technological efficiency itself.
That wraps up today's briefing. The signal for today is efficiency. Whether it is DeepSeek slashing token costs or Amazon slashing energy costs, the market is demanding smarter, more precise solutions. And speaking of precision, if you are trying to reach decision makers, you can no longer afford to rely on generic noise. Stop marketing to the masses, start briefing the C-suite. Leverage our zero noise intelligence to own the conversation in your industry. Etienne can build your custom 5 to 10 minute AI-powered audio briefings specifically for the C-suite. Secure your strategic podcast consultation now. Email us at info@jamgatech.com or fill up the form in the show notes. Until tomorrow, keep unraveling the future.